This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, 30 years ago, Daniel Patrick Moynihan wrote a landmark essay defining deviancy down. Now, in case you're not familiar with him, Daniel Patrick Moynihan was an educator, counselor to the president, ambassador, diplomat, and four-term U.S. senator from New York. He was a well-respected leader in the Democratic Party, but was also willing to challenge programs and policies he thought were detrimental. When he wrote his essay, the rise in crime, the breakdown of the family, and even the rise in mental illness had reached significant levels. He argued that the only way the culture learned to deal with these social problems was to deny their existence. In other words, to define deviancy down. Whenever I mention his essay during a speech, I immediately turn to Isaiah 5:20, where God says, "Woe to those who call evil good." The values in Israel at the time were inverted. That is an apt description 30 years ago and a relevant description today. But that was only part of the problem. Columnist Charles Krauthammer wrote an essay with the title Defining Deviancy Up. He argued that in addition to making deviant social behavior seem normal, there were others in society making the normal seem deviant. Large areas of behavior that we used to respect were now criticized. Go back to Isaiah 5:20. The first part talks about those who call evil good, and the second part of the verse condemns those who call good evil. You know, we live in a world with inverted values. Many in our secular culture call evil good and good evil. That's why we should follow the command in Colossians 2:8 and see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.